What happens to infants who die?
I think they're all saved. The reason I think that is in other words, I don't buy the principle of covenant life that says children born into covenant families are secure and children born into not covenant families aren't. I don't go there. My reason for thinking they're all saved is because of the principle in Romans 1 where Paul argues that all people know God and they are without excuse because they do not honor him or glorify him as God. And his argument is that they are without excuse because they know things. As though accountability in the presence of God at the last judgment will be based at least partly on whether they had access to necessary knowledge. And God says they've all got access to knowledge because they can look at the things that he has made and they see his power and deity. And they suppress that knowledge instead of submitting to it, and therefore they're all condemned. So I ask the question, okay, is the principle being raised there that if you don't have access to the knowledge that causes you to be held accountable, therefore you would not be accountable? And I think that's the case, and I think babies and imbeciles, that is, those with profound mental disabilities, don't have access to the knowledge that they will be called to account for, and therefore somehow, in some way, God, through Christ, covers these people. So that's in a nutshell why I think all children who die in infancy are elect, and that they will be, through Jesus Christ, saved in ways that I may not know how, as God honors this principle of accountability.